Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, December 20th. Reading the states, their rights. When you hear states' rights, does that set off any feelings, Majora Carter?
Yeah, I think of why we went into the Civil War. Little things like that. Sure.
Very rich term. As you can hear, Celeste is out for the holidays. I'm joined for the next few days by Majora Carter, host of American Public Media's The Promised Land. We're going to talk more about states' rights in just a moment, but let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. South Korea conducted 90 minutes of live-fire artillery exercises on the island of Yongpyeong this morning. North Korea called the drills, which took place along a disputed maritime border, a reckless provocation, but says it has no plans to retaliate. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is in Pyongyang today with some gifts for Kim Jong-il.
And I understand the dear leader likes movies, so I'm bringing him some.
Thank you.
Richardson was scheduled to head to Beijing this morning, but instead has extended his unofficial visit to South Korea, part of the American effort to ease tensions in the region. North Korea has reportedly told Richardson they'll let United Nations inspectors back to its nuclear site. After 17 years, the policy banning gays from serving openly in the U.S. military is finally coming to an end. President Obama will sign a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, approved by the Senate Saturday, into law this week. It will go into effect 60 days after it's certified by the Joint Chiefs and the Department of Defense, which is expected. Senator John Kerry tells ABC News it's a landmark piece of legislation.
For the country, it means that our citizens will no longer have to lie and live a lie on a daily basis or be denied the opportunity to serve their country.
Another key piece of congressional business, the new START treaty, has been stalled in the Senate, but Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it's just a setback.
We can work on it, of course, all day Tuesday and forever, for however long it takes. It's extremely important.
Also extremely important, the Senate is expected to try to pass a spending bill tomorrow to keep the government operating through early March. British police have arrested 12 men in three cities this morning. The men between age 17 and 28 are suspected of plotting holiday season terrorist attacks and are due to be questioned later today. After 9 months, announcement of Iraq's new government will be delayed a little longer by disagreements over power sharing. And gas prices in Iran have quadrupled today after deep cuts in government subsidies went into effect. More than 60 million Iranians have been given around $80 to help offset the increasing prices. New research shows drinking water in 31 out of 35 American cities is highly contaminated by hexavalent chromium, also known as chromium-6, the carcinogen made famous by activist Aaron Brockovich. The EPA doesn't require testing for the substance and has not set safety levels for its presence. Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,491. The S&P opens at 1,243. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 26.42. You know, we haven't mentioned it yet this morning, and I'm going to be in trouble if
what?
I don't. The UConn women at Madison Square Garden tied the UCLA basketball, college basketball record.
Woo-hoo!
88 consecutive wins.
Go
held
ladies.
By John Wooden. Yes, go ladies, indeed. Coming up this morning, we'll tell you about the murky relationship between the CIA and Pakistan's own intelligence agency, the ISI. Remixing the holidays, our series continues. What do you think?
I'm in Atlanta. The one I hate, that's the Jingle Bells made with dog barks.
You can give us your suggestion. I agree there. 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, states' rights.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.